This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Schools face a constant challenge: how to get families more engaged in what's happening in the class. In North Texas, some schools are experimenting with teachers making home visits. In Irving, one teacher's been doing just that for years and years.
Estaba yo ahí, no me di cuenta.
The school day's over, but Esther Martinez isn't finished. The second grade teacher's visiting one of her students, Sarai, at the family's apartment in South Irving.
Martha. And this is Sarai.
The seven-year-old's mother, Marta Arellano, welcomes the teacher. Martinez pulls out a book and sits down with mother and daughter.
Esta niña, do you want to tell her about your reading, or do you want me to tell her?
You tell her.
Do you want to tell her what level you're on?
You can tell me in English if you want.
Okay.
A few minutes later, the student is showing her teacher her favorite doll.
I had her since I was little.
Really? Where did she come from?
My cousin gave her to me in Christmas.
Sarai is elated, and so is teacher Martinez.
This is their favorite part.
This home visit is about schoolwork. It's also about building relationships, developing trust. Martinez has been making these home visits for 14 years of her 17 years teaching, and says they're the most important thing she does as a teacher. At Sarai's house, Martinez is like the favorite aunt. A smiling Arellano offers her guests a snack of chips and guacamole.
Ah, Martha! You know what? I didn't have a snack after school today. Did you make that?
Sure.
This visit goes well. Martinez is happy. She has 22 students this year, and she'll visit them all, at home, twice.
They are honored to have you in their home. They're flattered that you take the time. They know that I'm invested in their kid. I have them pretty much eating out of the palm of my hand. And feeding me, too.
The principal at John Good Elementary, Jill Tokumoto, encourages every teacher to make home visits. She knows few of them will. It takes extra time and effort, and teachers are already busy.
I think there's a huge payoff, and it's just that bond that they have. People are hesitant in the beginning because they feel like there needs to be that line of school and home until they start the home visits and realize how important it is. Kids love it. Parents love it.
Martinez loves it, too, because she sees the results in class.
You know when you're doing the right thing, when they're really getting it and you see those light bulbs go off over their head? They're enthusiastic about learning. They want to perform for you. And they tell you, you know, it's okay, teacher. I know this is hard, but I can do hard things. You know, you hooked them. That's good.
Martinez has believed for years that home visits help her kids act and perform better in school. It's also gotten the parents more involved in their kids' education. A recent Johns Hopkins University study backs that, showing kids with teacher home visits were more likely to read at or above grade level. And there's more.
They've seen attendance increase. They've seen student behavior disciplines decrease.
Stacy Hodge is with Stand for Children, a nonprofit student advocacy group in Dallas.
What I've seen and what I've watched happen, just like the second grade teacher who visits all of her kids, families feel more empowered. They feel like they become partners. The walls of the schools come down.
Hodge says those are all good things that may last a lifetime, especially for students in Esther Martinez's class.
My prediction is that those kids and those families will always remember their second grade teacher.
And their teacher, who literally goes out of her way for these kids, embraces her students like they're her own. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.